faith is believing when we cannot see. God is with us and His Spirit is in me. My hope is in Jesus who died and rose again. With God, nothing's impossible. So I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I'll sing praise to my God when I'm alive. And I will wait on the Lord whose Spirit works in me. And together we'll mount into the sea. Face when I stand up, begin to fall. I keep going though I hit the wall. When things are so tough, it gives me strength to carry on. With God, nothing's impossible. So I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I'll sing praise to my God when I'm alive. I will wait on the Lord, His Spirit works in me, and together we'll mount into the sea. Mountains to the sea.
If you have your Bibles tonight and can give me a couple of minutes, I'd like to read something to you that's again being said here tonight. I appreciate the Lord. Just, you know, the scripture says that He'll confirm His word with signs following. And it's not always somebody popping out of a wheelchair. Just food for thought. Not that we wouldn't mind seeing that too. But signs following are determined by God, not us. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Amen. He confirms His word. We don't. We just act upon His word. Hallelujah. We're not in control of the word, but we sure want the word in control of us.
Yeah.
Praise God, because we need control. Hallelujah. I'll never forget Pastor preaching a message many years ago. I was over here at 56 Broadway, and he talked about temperance. He talked about being filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Ghost is your control. It is your... He talked about the thermostat. When you want to change in temperature, it controls the temperature. And your and the Spirit of God in your life that controls. To be able to bring self-control. To be able to bring that something, because it's a fruit of the Spirit. When in your humanity you lack something, don't embellish upon your own lack of, or insufficiency, but instead trust in the sufficiency that is of God. Amen. Genesis 22 and the great word of the Lord. Appreciate everybody. Appreciate all the saints of God everywhere. And every hungry heart that wants to know God. Hallelujah. Looking at Genesis 22, and I'm going to go to verse 14 and sort of work my way back for a specific reason. So if you'll just indulge me a moment. Genesis 22 and verse 14, and Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, or Jehovah Yaira, as it's pronounced in Hebrew with a soft on the Y sound on the J. In our language, we say Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. I want to read that one more time to you. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Praise God. Often it is interpreted as the Lord will provide, and that's fine and that's true, but it's not the only thing that happened that day. Hallelujah. And I want to talk to you tonight simply really about that, Jehovah Jireh. Amen? In the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. And the reason why it shall be seen, it's because there's someone there that's going to see it. Amen. Lord, help us tonight with this message. Would you talk to our spirit? Would you enlighten our soul? Would you, if there's any dirt or debris at the tip of our wick, praise God, that it'll be trimmed off tonight and a light glowing before we all leave of understanding in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Grant it to us, Lord. We humbly ask in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. And I'll try to speak fast enough so that we'll all stay awake. My boss today said that it feels like it's later in the week already. And I had to agree with him. Praise God. I started with this verse, and we're going to work our way from verse 1 up to it. But I wanted to start here because something being said in the service that I cannot, in your song, Brother Rick's testimony, something Sister Gloria read here tonight. It's just here. And so I'm just going to say it from the very present. You heard tonight that I will never leave you nor forsake you. In fact, Jesus said in John, Matthew 28, I believe it was, recorded, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Isn't that what He said? We heard Sister Gloria read Philippians 4, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. That means he's present. Hallelujah. And Brother Dane is speaking about faith and it being testified tonight about believing. Praise the Lord. He's present. No matter how we feel, no matter how it looks, no matter how we think, it doesn't unpresent him. The scripture says, can any man hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? And then the writer of Hebrews testified that everything is naked and open in the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And don't we read so many powerful examples in the Word of God of what people did when they knew he was present? Because when he's present, things happen. Praise God. When he's present, a woman is healed of an issue of blood. When he's present, a rooftop is uncovered and a man sick of the palsy is lowered to him. And not only does he get healed, but he gets his sins forgiven. Amen. You can't deny the fact that where he is, stuff happens. Amen. The struggle is not in that God is present. The struggle is in whether or not you believe he is. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to ask you tonight, would you demonstrate faith if you were sure, if you were persuaded that he would be there to receive your demonstration? Praise the Lord. The woman said, if I can just get to him, if I can get close enough to touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Praise the Lord. Something about what we read in the Word of God in Hebrews 11, as it's been testified here tonight. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let's slow that down. Amen. Faith is the substance. Faith is the evidence. Praise God. So why would we not release it? Why would we not demonstrate it? Why would we not follow it after we're taught, follow faith? Concerning faith, amen, the scripture says, let us not waver. Amen. Faith always knows if I could just isolate the element of faith and create it as an entity by itself. Faith knows the Lord's presence. Amen. Faith doesn't have a problem with itself. I'll prove it to you in this way. If we deny God, he cannot deny himself. He abides faithful. Praise the Lord. He know he is. praise God. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. And he's not doubting today if he's God. The struggle is not on God's part. God has established himself, especially through Calvary and the resurrection. He has established himself as present. In the mouth of the Lord, it shall be seen. Hallelujah. In other words, if you could ever extract from Jehovah Jireh this meaning, not just the Lord will provide, God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I'm not here to say anything against Philippians 4:19. I'm not here to obliterate what we mostly think about when we hear the term Jehovah Jireh, because we're often thinking about the ram caught in the thicket. Praise God. God shall supply. But it's deeper than that. And this is what I'm going to try one more time to bring to you, so that we ourselves, no matter who we are, myself, yourself, that we will never be afraid to demonstrate our faith. Praise the Lord. Because it's going to take the obedience. It's going to take that you show me your faith by your works. Because we know that faith without works is dead, being alone. But here's the thing. If you could ever kick your faith in gear, if you could ever follow faith, if you could ever let it be alive and have legs, amen, that on the end of that demonstration is your miracle. Hallelujah. It's waiting there where the Lord is. Hallelujah. This is why he's not afraid to keep walking. Amen. This is why he's not afraid. He didn't always walk up to everybody like he did the man at the pool of Bethesda. That man couldn't go anywhere and he went and got him. Amen. But that was not the case in every case. There's something about going to the place where God sees. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm just wanting to set the stage before I read these verses of Scripture. It's still, the night is still young enough before you're left out of the droop. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to just establish something in your mind that there's not, the struggle isn't where God said to Abraham that we're going to read, where he was supposed to go. That's not the struggle. Where the Lord is not the struggle. You understand? He said, I will never leave you. That's constant. He that will never change. Just because you change, you get old, circumstances change, it doesn't mean they change the Word of God. Amen. That's why we are exhorted not to waver, because He don't waver. We will never find God unavailable. We'll never find Him incapable of seeing. We'll never find ourselves with true faith touching the hem of His garment without virtue flowing. Praise God. So why are we spending so much time struggling to touch? So much time struggling to uncover? So much time struggling to cry out, Son of David, have mercy on me, as if He won't stop. Praise God. People may want you to stop because you're going to interrupt their little comfortable church service. Praise the Lord. Or you may interrupt your own humanity by getting down to business with God. But always know, when you decide to get down to business with God, He's going to be there. He's going to see your effort. Praise God. Understand that? Please understand that before we go so into this real quick, so that you grab a hold of what's trying to be said. I want to plant in your mind, amen, that where the Lord is, He still is. He's never going to remove Himself from being there. You don't need to struggle with whether or not He's going to be there when you call. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You don't look at, I don't care if it's sickness, if it's deathbed stuff. We all know too much to even struggle with whether or not God's going to hear us. We've got to enter, listen to me tonight. We've got to enter some of these. That's why I've been praying the way I've been praying for my dad. Without leaning on the what ifs and all of that. It's just pure trusting in God and saying, look, He hears. I'm tired of being amongst people. I'm not talking about you, but amongst people who, when the cancer word is brought up, amen, they've already bought the casket. Praise God, as if God can't do anything about it. I'd much rather, praise God, demonstrate a spirit of faith that says, I'm going to the throne. Because one sits on the throne, He's still there. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, oh hallelujah. I just refuse to doubt. I can't doubt. I know too much. You know too much. And we've got to believe God just waiting for somebody to just show up and manifest and obey God and see the miracle happen. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. As one preacher said, doubt your doubt. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so glad old Bart didn't listen to all those nice disciples. Hallelujah. Praise God. Faith has a way. Faith always has a way of ignoring carnal saints. Thank you, Jesus. All right, I got to get to this. Hallelujah. Just, we have to. We've got to remind ourselves, because we're people. And we're subject to all of our senses. And no matter how many times we've been blessed, we can always become like the children of Israel. He just fed us. He's given us strength. But now it's a new day. We're hungry again. Where's God? Did you lead us into the wilderness to die? It's like, well, the dude that just parted the sea, where do you think he's gone? He puts manna on the ground every morning for you. When you need water, He follows you and brings streams of water out of a rock. What is the problem? So, he's there. Where are you? All right, let's read. So I can end. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not throwing that at all of us. Sometimes we just, in our humanity, we've got to shake ourselves sometimes. We're like that piece of knickknack on a shelf that's been sitting there for 50 years and it's got a pile of dust on it. And the dust sometimes gets crusty. You ever notice that? That's not one of those things you just get the little dust and go, da-da-da-da-da. No, that stuff's been there so long, it's caked on. You got to wipe it off. And sometimes we're like that ourselves. We're like a knickknack on a shelf full of dust, and we're sitting on church pews. And sometimes it's hard to manifest and demonstrate and go after the miracle. We want God to bring it to us. The miracle is in the place where he sees something. Let's give him something to see. Amen. You will if I will if you will. Thank you, Jesus. It's there. He demonstrates it. Even in the days of his flesh, he demonstrated the same thing he did in the Old Testament. Let's read for the fifth time. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. He tested him. That's what the word tempt means. He didn't tempt him with sin. He tested Abraham and said unto Abraham, Abraham. And he said, behold, here I am. Key number one, be present yourself. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. We don't read all the details. We read some in the New Testament that he staggered not at the promises of God, but he believed God. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Be obedient to God. Right? Step number two. Be present. Be obedient. Then on the third day, interesting, always a significance there. I read that again. I contemplated third day. And of course, you think about Jonah in the heart of the whale 3 days and nights and Jesus in the tomb for three days. But this says something to me about faith and about Abraham. I never really stopped to think about it. Sometimes you just read details or details. He went. And on the third day, that means he was traveling for 3 days. That means he didn't turn around and give up. He had 3 days to think this through. Praise God. Sometimes some of us have too much time. And there are times in our lives we would have not made the third day because we would have had the full first day to think about it. We've already returned home to Sarah. Said, I'll think this through a little bit more. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. In other words, he was going the distance. Step three. Praise God. Be present, be obedient, go the distance. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the donkey, for all you reading a non-King James version, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Listen to what his faith said. I and the lad will go yonder and return. Amen. See, in 3 days' time, he was not diminishing in faith, but he was building up. And he was trusting and he was believing and holding on to the promises of God. And the God who said, I will never leave you, I will never fail you, I'll never break any of my promises. God who said, I'm going to meet you somewhere. Abraham was there to say on the third day and look up and see the place and say, I'm going to meet you too. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have this funny feeling tonight that there are some, I say some, meaning generically, shoe fits, I guess we all wear it. But there are times in our lives when we never reach Jehovah Jireh.
And that's, we say we serve Him. We know the name of Jehovah Jireh. Praise God. But yet to never meet Him. Hallelujah. Because we don't go the distance. Miracles are there to be received, and there are great blessings of God to be received, but don't expect Him to honk His horn like Domino's or Pizza Hut or the Chinese place down the street and ring your doorbell and bring you your miracle. I'm not saying He can't. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying there's a place where He is, where we need to go sometimes. And in order to obtain whatever it is that needs to be obtained, we must arrive there. I will go yonder. I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. So what's being expressed again is that what He's doing, He's fanning the flames. God made a promise to me. God cannot lie. He's faithful that has promised, who will also do it. I don't understand. You don't have to understand all the details. He didn't understand why He was being tested. He did not understand why He was being asked to do such a thing, but He knew that God could not lie. Praise the Lord. He did not have a conversation with God saying, well, I just don't understand why you're asking me to do this. And after all, I've served you, I've been faithful, and you know, can I do this from home? Hallelujah. We don't read that, do we? What we read in His speech is He's fanning the flames of His trust and confidence in God. Praise God. He's building that bonfire. He's not pouring water on faith, He's building it up. And he's trusting God, and he's saying, because God said, in Isaac shall thy seed be, that somehow, however, if I've got to go through with this, somehow, some way, God's going to raise him back up, and me and Isaac are going to meet you guys again. He trusted and believed God that much, that he knew somehow we're both coming down from this mount. Praise the Lord. He staggered not. It takes effort not to stagger. Hallelujah. That means you've got to fight against some stuff that'll like to fight against your faith. Amen? Fight against it and say, why do this? Why is he asking you to do this? Will it work? Amen? Will God come through? Will the miracle happen? You can pray for somebody, but you know the last time you did that, they died. Come on, I'm being real here tonight. I'm saying there's attacks all the time that can determine whether our faith staggers or whether we're there just blowing air. And fueling the flames and throwing another log onto the fire and saying, I'm going to believe God. I'm not going to stagger at the promises of God. He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. And what we need to do is we need to grab a hold of the Word of God and embrace the Word with absolute faith. And show our God that we're as present as He is. We're as available as He is. We're where He is. We're on the same plane that He's on. And that we know that He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes we and you can be a spark to others who really don't know what true faith is. They're taught a concept of faith. But it's really not true faith. It's not faith that's really born again. It's faith. It's a concept. What they need is real substance and real evidence to walk into the room. Amen, amen. And demonstrate what God can do. Hallelujah. God wants to demonstrate what God can do. He's just wondering if we're going to show up to the mount. Hallelujah. He's wondering if He's going to see us show up. Hallelujah. And show out. Amen. And be willing to obey God. That's what He's looking for sometimes. And sometimes we don't receive what we really need from God and what others can have because we don't show up. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And to show up means you're showing up in faith. Nothing wavering, nothing staggering. Confidence in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our faith cannot be subject to things we see or how we feel. You don't have to feel good to have a miracle. The situation doesn't have to look right, be right, for something right to happen. Amen. As someone said recently, more times than not, it's wrong when something right happens. Amen, amen. He was blind before he saw. He was sick of the palsy before he took his bed and went home. He was lame with no legs to walk. Amen. Before he went walking, leaping, and praising God in the temple house. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I don't think it was Peter waiting for a word from the Lord that said, yes, raise him up. I think Peter, with faith, trusting God, knowing the power of Jesus' name. Amen. And seeing he expected to receive something, said, Lord, if you don't mind, I'd like to give. Praise God. That's what he said. Such as I have. You can't give what you don't have. Do you have something? I don't want to walk around in this life, Brother Rick, with the persona of that too. Amen. With the outward appearance of I'm apostolic. Praise God. I want the evidence and I want the substance flowing and abiding in my soul. I've got to have it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. All right. I got to finish. Praise God. Where am I? Abraham, verse 6, I think. I've seen these words here. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son, and took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went both of them together. Praise God. Hallelujah. I know this is a side note. In a sense, doesn't have anything to do with the actual moment, but it bears saying, moms and dads, take your kids with you. Hallelujah. Go together. Give them every fighting chance to escape hell. Make sure you're obedient to God. This is the difference now. This is the difference between wise parents and foolish parents. Because you've got to be present. You've got to obey God. You've got to go the distance. Amen? You've got to do what God has called you to do and not stagger at the promises of God. And follow God in all His ways. Some parents will not be able to stand before God and say, I did all that I could do. Because God will call you a liar. Say, the preacher preached to you and warned you and instructed you and you didn't do it. I'm not throwing stones at anybody. I'm just making a point. Go together. Don't be afraid to take them, in other words. Praise God. Don't leave them out of the journey of faith. Show them. Teach them. Demonstrate it. Praise God. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. Let's finish. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father. He said, my father. He said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for burnt offering? I'd kind of like to know. Thank you, Jesus. He wanted to know, where's the lamb? Now, I don't know, Sister Lynn, if at this moment he's starting to get a little concerned. Dad's acting kind of funny. Operation of faith always makes you look funny in the eyes of others. And there are times when you're going to church, whether you like it or not, may seem and look funny. Praise God. But there's a reason for it. It always does. It always. I mean, that woman looked foolish pressing through the crowd. And I'm sure there weren't a lot of happy people, including the homeowner of the four guys uncovering the roof. I mean, look at every circumstance. And the demonstration of faith usually is either uncomfortable, doesn't make any sense. I mean, come on. What sense is there for an old man to stretch forth his staff over a sea? If he didn't trust God, absolutely trust God. And know God was going to do something, and he did it without question. But some people are like, well, what are you asking me to do that for? You're telling me to divide the sea. See, that's human reasoning. But thank God for the operation of faith that's just excited about just grabbing that staff and going like this. Come on, let's let it happen. And that's what true faith and trust in obedience to God, it's the excitement. Some talk about the adrenaline of certain things in life. What about the adrenaline of just seeing God be God? Isn't that why we pray sometimes? Because it's flowing in our spirit. It's the expectation of, man, he's about to do something. Because we know he's present to do it. In our prayer, it manifests the fact that we know surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And that he'll be in every place that we are in. So don't you ever think that your prayer is weak, that, oh, God's probably not going to hear, or something's probably not going to happen. Wherever you go, praise God, he's present. The same God is present. So you pray that powerful prayer. You pray that faith-filled prayer. That expectation, God's in the house prayer. Amen. That's what Pastor did with that woman out there in the West Coast. Praise God. When they were getting ready, the lawyer was in the room to unplug. And that was it. But Pastor walked in and did something that made everybody look at him funny. But that woman sat up after he left. Glory! That's what God can do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. She went home. She's fixing to die. Unplug her. She's gone. Here's the will. Sign it off. They're all in there to make that choice. And her husband said, would you just come pray? I don't know what he was expecting of the outside of a sincere moment of, you know, sometimes people will think it's a last rite. Yeah, he'll give you a last rite. He'll let you live again. Thank you, Jesus. I just love it. It's the signature of God. Amen. It's just faith walking in and ignoring everything around you. Praise God. And that's how I feel right now towards a lot of things. I just feel like ignoring COVID-19, ignoring death sentences, ignoring sicknesses, ignoring people's attitudes and prejudices. This world and our nation has gone stupid with a capital S. Amen. But we don't have to be stupid. This is our time to shine, praise God. This is our time to go up to the mount. Amen. Where it will be seen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So I finished with this. Thank you for like the eighth time. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and to my father. He said, here my son. He said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? I love this answer. And Abraham said, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together. Isn't it amazing how it repeats that? It said it already that they both went together, but there was a question in between. Where's the lamb? God will provide. Brother Bradley just makes me think that there was one little something coming to say, should we stop this parade? Usually you need something for the sacrifice. Why are we here? But an answer came, and it was faith one more time. Faith that said, we got to keep moving. When the question shows up to stop the journey, to stop the show, to stop the demonstration, praise God, to make a pause so that maybe you'll give second thought to it or a little bit of doubt to it, praise God, it was, God will provide. God will provide. God will provide. God will provide. God will see to it. Hallelujah. In other words, we're going to keep on moving. We're not going to stop. Hallelujah. And Abraham, and they came to the place which God had told him of. Amen. Let's all stand, and I'll finish reading with this. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. So easy to read a verse. We can't quite hear Isaac at this moment. I have a funny feeling he was speaking up. Dad, what are you doing? Dad, you're okay? You sure you heard from God? Praise God. Here comes all those questions. You know, kind of like Job's wife. Why don't you just curse God and die? Why are you holding on to your integrity? Thank you, Jesus. You have imagination. I'm not saying he said anything, but I'm sure he probably did. What are you doing? Praise God. I thought you said God would provide. Watch. They're at the mount. They're at the top of the mount. The altar's already built. The wood's laid in order. He's bound and he's got a knife in his hand.
And the questions are coming again. Where's the land you said God would provide for? I'm talking about when you put your faith on the altar. When you're out there on a limb. When you know you've obeyed God and you're following God. God, in the mouth of the Lord, it shall be seen. And again, I pull from Hannah's prayer in 1 Samuel 2. By Him, actions are weighed. And this is what I'm trying to drive home to you tonight. God will not disappoint you. Because He's present. Don't be afraid to demonstrate your faith. Don't be afraid, amen, to believe God. He's not going to let you down. He's not going to fail you. He's not going to forsake you. The Lord is at hand. Hallelujah. Would you love Him? Hallelujah. The Lord is at hand. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Many a miracle has been forfeited based upon what if. Hallelujah. What if it doesn't happen? And Abraham stretched forth his hand, verse 10, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And Abraham said something so key. I'm here. I'm here. Hallelujah. I'm not at home doubting you. I didn't stop on the way up when I got asked the first time, where's the lamb? I didn't pull him off the altar when he was screaming at me saying, I thought you said God would provide Himself a lamb. Hallelujah. I had 3 days journey to think about it. He said, I'm here. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And don't you think when you're able to answer God and say, I'm here, that He's not going to do something. Amen. Praise God. And I finish for the 18th time. And He said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou any harm, anything unto him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld thy son, thine only son Isaac, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behold, behind him a ram. Faith spoke it before it existed. God shall provide Himself a lamb. God never promised that He would provide the lamb. He just asked him to offer up Isaac. But Abraham's faith spoke of something that did not yet exist. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Evidence spoke up and said, there'll be a lamb there. Where are you going? Somewhere God has called us to have a church. Why? Because there's a church there. Hallelujah. And Abraham went and took the ram that faith created. You know why that dude walked off his bed with his sins forgiven? Because faith created him whole. Gave him his health back again. Faith gave Bartimaeus his eyes again. And faith dried up the blood problem inside of that woman. And he offered it up in place of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. What? Faith. Not the lamb. Faith. Praise God. That's what God saw at that mount. In the mount of the Lord, He'll see my faith demonstrated. He'll see my obedience. He'll see my following after Him. He'll see my not staggering at the promises of God. Hallelujah. If there's anything in your life tonight where you feel like you've gone the distance, and it's on the altar, praise God, then don't stagger. Not now, when God's fixing to open up heaven to you. I will never leave you.
I will never forsake you. I am at hand. Hallelujah. And I'll never, never leave you. I'll always be with you. Always. Always, always. Do you believe that tonight? Praise God. Oh, if you believe it, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Worship Him. Praise Him. In times of famine, faith finds bread. Times of sickness, faith finds healing. Amen? And again, one more time. Even though it's appointed unto men once to die, then the judgment, and if the Lord tarries, we're all going to die. Doesn't mean along the way, He won't heal you. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's so good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, bless everybody tonight. God, let this word sink deep down into every heart. Encourage every soul. Hallelujah, Lord. Spark everyone's desire, God, to go the distance, to be obedient unto you, Lord, to see great things happen, no matter what's happening around us. Praise God. Amen. God bless you tonight. And if there's anything defying your walk, defying your advancement in life, do not accept it. God bless you.
Take another look at Acts 2:38. The old time message is still what it takes to go swimming through the pearly gate. Repent and be baptized in Jesus' name. Don't wait, don't hesitate. Take another look at Acts 2:38. Take another look at Acts 2:38.
Take another look, take another look.
The old time is
Hey. careful.